Hello and congratulations on getting access to this video course on email marketing automation. We're going to talk about how to set up your email autoresponder using GetResponse. And in addition to that, we'll talk about some more advanced strategies as well. So this is video number one, which is the introduction. And what I want to do is talk about mindset, because having the right mindset is crucial before you actually jump in and begin to build your list and use this system to essentially build a relationship with your prospects. And of course, in addition to that, with the intent of course, getting them to open your emails, getting them to click your emails, and then of course, get them to buy or take whatever action that you are trying to get them to take. Now, as far as mindset goes, you want to think quality over quantity, meaning instead of trying to reach everybody, instead of trying to get 1,000 people onto your list, don't worry about the big list. Be concerned more about attracting the right person. So at the end of the day, you want to make sure that you build a list of people who have the problems, who want the solutions that you're providing. Now let's talk about what you need. Obviously, you're going to need to have an autoresponder account, and we're going to be using GetResponse. So if you want to go to GetResponse.com and create an account, you can do that, and we'll be walking you through step by step. You need to have a product or service to sell, or an affiliate product. So either it's going to be your own product or it's going to be somebody else's product. But either case, you're going to need to have an end goal. You also want to have access to an email autoresponder series. In other words, a bunch of emails that are sequenced from day one, day two, or however you want to set it up to build that relationship to warm people up, essentially. Now, don't worry if you don't have one right now. You'll actually learn how to create one that converts and gets high open rates and high click-through rates. So here's a quick overview of what's inside this video course so you know exactly what to expect. And that way, when you're able to piece everything together, you're going to be able to implement it at a faster rate. So obviously, this is video number one. Video number two, we're going to talk about what's your end goal. And the reason why this is important is because if you don't have an end goal, you don't know exactly what you're trying to achieve, then you're not going to be able to build the list correctly, right? Video number three, we're going to talk about creating a connection, understanding the demographic of your prospect, who they are, what their typical day looks like, and that way you're going to be able to write an email series that connects with them, that builds that relationship, that makes them feel like, wow, you're talking directly to me, right? Video number four, we're going to talk about the backward email funnel, meaning how to create a high converting email autoresponder series. Video number five is going to be a quick overview of GetResponse, meaning we're going to jump right in. I'm going to show you the dashboard. I'm going to show you around. And that way you get a better idea of what to expect before we actually use GetResponse. Video number six, we're going to talk about creating a list. So we're going to jump straight in. I'm going to show you how to create a list. I'm going to show you how to set up an autoresponder series in video number seven. Video number eight, we're going to show you how to set up your emails inside of GetResponse. How do you set up day one, day two, or based on how you want to set up these series, how do you set those up? So that, let's say you have a email autoresponder series of 12 emails, how do you set that up properly so that it is released based on the time that you choose? Video number nine, we'll talk about setting up web forms. And video number 10, we'll talk about list hygiene. Believe it or not, cleaning your list is very important. And if you don't do it frequently, what happens is over time, people's emails get outdated, they delete them, and then you're emailing an email box that is no longer existing. And what that can do for you is that will negatively impact you in the long haul. We'll talk more about that as a bonus advanced strategy, and how you can essentially make sure that you constantly get a high open rate. So with that said, that's the end of video number one, and we're going to move on to video number two.